We hope you can join us for that series. It'll be a five-part series, and it'll start on January the 3rd, and it's really about how we can love God and how we can love others. Huge topic, the topic of love. We're just going to scratch the surface in 5 weeks. Well, welcome to Black Hawk Church. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pastors on the teaching team here at Black Hawk Church, and are you ready for Christmas? Yeah? Are you ready for Christmas? Yeah, I'm ready for Christmas. Nobody, you guys are not ready for Christmas? Here we go. Listen, are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm ready for Christmas. I tell you what, I love this time of year for all kinds of different reasons. First reason I love this time of year is that the days now are getting longer. Yeah, the solstice was Monday night, and now the days are getting longer, so I'm in love with that. I love all the food that we get at our house this time of year. I love all the people that come over. I love family and friends gathering. And you know what? I love decorations too. You know, in my neighborhood, and I think really pretty much all around Madison, people seem to be decorating their homes this time of year. So let's just do a little survey. By a show of hands, how many of you do some kind of decoration? Raise your hand. By show of hands. There you go. Yeah, that's pretty much everybody. Here's another question. By show of hands, how many of you in your decorations decorate like with an angel or something like that? Raise your hand if you have angels in your decoration. Okay, so that's probably about most of you, I'd say, that raised their hand. Decorations are cool. We had a little office contest here where people were decorating their office. And you know what? I didn't decorate my office. So they gave me the award of Grinch. I got the Grinch award. But people love to decorate, and we decorate at our house. So here's some decorations inside our house. And so we have the angel decoration going on. And I found at this time of the year, people are like fascinated with angels. It's in the songs we sing about angels. I don't know how many times we just mentioned angels in the songs that we were singing. And people just like to talk about angels this time of year. Funny thing happened to me a few weeks ago. I went to the hospital and had to see kind of a medical professional. And when she found out that I was a pastor, she said, you're a pastor? I said, yes. And she said, can I ask you a question? And I said, I kind of get that a lot. And I said, sure. And then she disappeared. And then she came back with her laptop. And she opened her laptop and kind of dialed into a YouTube clip about an alleged angel appearance that was on the news someplace. And then she goes, what do you think of that? If you're a pastor, you get those kind of questions. And I found it fascinating. I thought, I'm in this like multi-million dollar place. This woman has like many advanced degrees. And here we are in 2015. Talking about angels. It's very strange. Media, movies, songs. I mean, you gotta admit, people are kind of fascinated with angels. Watch this.
That's okay. You know what? I think there's a guardian angel looking after us.
Murray, it couldn't have possibly gone worse.
Somewhere up there, someone's looking down, making sure everything turns out okay for us. I'm sure of it.
Morning.
New girl, right?
Joseph.
Hi.
Coffee.
Hi.
Angels don't get any older, son.
I can't believe you just called him son. This is so wild.
I am an angel.
Oh, guardian angel.
Come along, Donald.
Welcome to doing whatever you wish.
You got the wrong guy.
Laughing and singing all day.
Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Yeah, have you seen any of those clips before? This time of the year, I mean, those movies are on and all kinds of different movies. All I'm trying to say is that people are fascinated with angels. Whether you go to a hospital or whether you're talking to people in your office or your family, it's a little bit of like mysterious kind of thing. And if you pick the Bible up, well, angels are mentioned in the Bible, well, just a few times. Look at this. From Genesis to Revelation, angels are all over the Bible. If you're counting, that's 273 times. Angel or angels is mentioned. And that's not including all the times where other words like heavenly host and heavenly beings are mentioned. That's another 100 times. So if you believe in the Bible, well, you believe in angels. Angels are all over the place, and they are mysterious beings. Angels, in our world, we think that sometimes people say angels are like, you know, good people. When you go to heaven, you become an angel. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that. Angels are not human beings who died and then, you know, get angel wings. Angels are different kinds of creatures. They are a different species from human beings. Like dogs are different from cats, angels are different from human beings. Angels, in their essence, are not physical. They're, and this is a big word, they're non-corporeal. That is, in their essence, they don't need physicality in order to exist. So this accounts for the fact that they kind of appear and disappear kind of in the thin air a lot in the biblical text. So many times, the first thing that's out of an angel's mouth in the Bible is fear not or don't be afraid, because they kind of appear and then, well, people are afraid of them. Angels also, and this is extremely weird, can take a human form. And without wings or anything, they can look exactly like human beings. It's a very strange verse in the book of Hebrews. It goes like this. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Now look at that verse. That's why we train our ushers to be really kind to everybody who comes in the building. Because you never know. Is that person next to you an angel? Some of you are going, no, I know this person. This is definitely not an angel right here. Angels function in that what they do mostly is good angels hang out with God. And they glorify and praise him. And they know who God is. Angels also help human beings, like the angels that were helping the baseball player in that great movie. We need more angels to help the Cubs. Maybe that will happen in this next year. They hang out with God. They help people. But most of what angels do is that they deliver messages. In fact, their name in both Hebrew and Greek simply means messenger. God doesn't send texts. He sends angels. And in the story about the birth of Christ, we see God sending his texts all over the place. He sends a text or a message to Mary. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, in a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." At Christmas time, those are famous words. They're delivered by an angel. God sent his angel to Joseph, who was in Nazareth. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, Joseph, in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Many of us have interesting stories about how we got our own names. Jesus also had an interesting story about how he got his name. He got his name from an angel. Angels were also sent to shepherds. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." It's very clear in the Bible that when the angels are delivering messages like this, they love their jobs. They love delivering these messages because they know more than the humans know. And when they appear, they're giving them messages that they know are going to fascinate the humans. It's kind of like this week, as we exchanged gifts, when you give a gift to someone and you know what you're giving them and they don't know, and you're kind of excited as they unwrap the gift. Years ago, we gave our son his first bike. My son's like a grown man now, so this was like years and years ago. And he wanted a bike for Christmas, and on Christmas morning, when he came out to look at the tree, he was so disappointed because he did not see a bike anywhere. Well, we'd gotten him a bike, but we hid it in the bathtub. And we pulled the shower curtain, and we were just hoping that he wouldn't open the shower curtain before we had Christmas. So finally, he opens like his last gift, and he's just depressed. And then we have a note in there, and the note says, you know, "Go to the cupboard and open it." And then there's another sign in there that says, you know, "Go to your sister's bedroom and look in this place." And then he looks at another sign, and then that sign says, "Go into the bathroom and open the curtain." We were never so excited to see our son go into the bathroom as we were that day. And when he just flung open that curtain, he just like, he was so excited. And we, as parents, we were like just totally living in the moment because we knew what he didn't know. That's what the angels are like. They're always excited because they know way more than we know. But the Bible also tells us that the angels kind of, they marvel. They kind of wonder. They long to look at what God is doing for human beings. It's hard for them to kind of comprehend because, well, they know God and they know us. And when God gives us a gift of eternal life, they're like, really? There's a passage in 1 Peter, goes like this. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. Even angels long to look into these things." That's a mysterious verse. What do they long to look into? Look at it again. This new birth into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. You see, because they hang out with God, they know what eternal life is like. They know what heaven is like. They know what awaits us. They know all those things. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But they also know us. And they see how fascinated we are with things that perish, spoil, and fade. And they wonder in their mind, why would God give these creatures something that they can't possibly fathom? An inheritance that doesn't perish, spoil, or fade. Heck, we get excited over things which, well, just a few years after we open them, we can't even remember we ever got them. In fact, this week, there'll be lots of excitement over gifts that perish, spoil, and fade. Watch this.
All see.
¿Qué hace? ¿Qué hace el perro? ¿Woof, woof?
Just like we watch that, angels watch us. And we watch these, and they watch us go crazy over things that, well, those kids are grown up by now and they don't care. Those things, that's junk now to them. They don't even probably know where it is. First time I got my very first cell phone, this phone right here. Oh my gosh! I was so excited to get this phone. Look, the antenna even goes up like that. Awesome! What an awesome gift! Now, if my wife gave this to me now, I would be like, what? This is so depressing. You gotta be kidding me. Actually, this is her phone, to tell you the truth. The gifts that we're gonna receive in 2015. We won't even remember in 2020. We won't even remember them. But the gift of eternal life? Imagine the possibility of having a gift that never perishes, spoils, or fades. How do we receive a gift like that? Jesus tells us in John chapter 3, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That last line is the answer to that question. How do we receive a gift that never perishes, spoils, or fades? Well, we believe in him. We trust him. It's as simple as opening a gift under a tree. It's simple because it's by God's grace. It's not by anything that we have done. It's by his grace, and we simply receive it. And when we receive it, we receive a gift of eternal life. The Bible says we are born like a second time. It's by trusting in what Christ has done for us. It's just like you're trusting in those chairs. When you came in, You didn't examine those chairs. You just looked at it and said, that's a chair. And you just sat down. That's what it is to trust in Jesus Christ. It's just simply to transfer our faith to him and him alone for our salvation. Now, some of us in this room might not be people of faith. We might not be people who believe. We might just be skeptical of all this. Here's something I want you to take home with you. Wouldn't it be incredible if there really was something that could never perish, spoil, or fade, and you could have it simply by an act of faith? Wouldn't that be amazing? What's keeping you from doing that? When you came in, you received a piece of paper, and on the back of that, you'll see that there are different kind of questions there. And you can respond to the message tonight simply by kind of like checking off one of those things, or you can fill in some information, or you can just simply write the word believe. I believe. If this is the very first time that a simple message like this has made sense to you, just write the word believe. If you want us to contact you, give us your contact information. But the fact of the matter is this: Jesus was born so that you could be born for a second time. And when you're born a second time, you see what those kids did when they opened those gifts? Jumping for joy. That's what the angels will do. But they'll jump for joy over you. Jesus said this: there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. You see, they know heaven, but they also know earth. And they know how hard it is for people to take that step. And when someone takes that step, they go, yes. There was singing by the angels thousands of years ago when Jesus was born. But there could be singing by the angels tonight. They're waiting for you to be born. Jesus was born so that we could be born. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for an ability to just pause and think about things which are spiritual. Our life is surrounded by things which are physical, demands that press in on us. For some of us, it's hard to even admit that there might be something different, something out there, spiritual, that we can't quite fathom. We thank you, Father, for these beings that we can't quite grasp. We thank you, Father, for your love for us. They exist to send messages to us because we are made in your image and you love us with a love that they cannot even fathom. I pray today that your love might be clear to us. I pray today that people would place their faith in you, that there would be a party right now in heaven. I pray this in Christ's name, for the sake of his reputation.